This is the implementation file for the StackEvent class. So, as you're accustomed to doing already, I will include the header, which has the class definition. And here's where I will implement each of those functions. The difference that you'll see here is that each of those functions is declared to be a member of the StackEvent class, and you can tell that by the prefix StackEvent colon colon. The double colon is a scope resolution operator. It allows you to declare something to be part of another scope. So the scope we're talking about here is the class StackEvent. Now notice that inside of the StackEvent constructor implementation, that I can directly access data and length and pointer, the member variables. When we implemented these functions before, we had to use a pointer. We were being passed a pointer to a stack object and had to go through that pointer to get at those members. It's all automatic here because StackEvent is a member function of the StackEvent class, and there is always an existing object that is just there. And we'll see that in the test program in two slides from now. Well, there's the rest of the functions. Push, also declared as a member function of the StackEvent class, and likewise it has direct access to those private data members. Now these private data members cannot be accessed in a test program, in a client program, only inside of the member functions of the StackEvent class. Now I'm doing something a little different here to show an error condition. Again, I'm just trying to quickly give you a look at the things you can do in C++. Notice the keyword throw in the push function. That is the case where there was no more room to add an element to the stack, and so it overflowed. And the keyword throw throws an exception. It raises an exception. What that means is that that string overflow will be raised as an exception, and there better be what we call an exception handler in a test program. This is just a way of doing error handling without sending return codes. What's going to happen is that if for some reason this condition occurs, then an exception being thrown will cause the execution control to be transferred to some other point in your program that can handle that exception. I'm not going to illustrate that in this test program. I just wanted to show you that there is this mechanism for throwing exceptions. You can throw exceptions of any object type, and it alters the control flow of your program. And this is a very natural thing to do in a case like this. Whenever something goes wrong and there's really no way to fix it, and you want to let your client know that something went wrong, you throw an exception.